Mind it all.
What it is, what it is.
Ambassador from the intergalactic regions of the council.
How do we know you for real? For real? Yeah, how do we know you ain't somebody off telegrams? Some old shit.
Where are you? I mean, we don't know that.
Is he for real?
He might have something going for him.
You're listening to another episode of the JB vs. Everybody podcast. Here's your host, that Dr. Brown.
Why, hello, good people. It is I am him. It is your host, Dr. Brown of the JB vs. Everybody podcast. And you know what, good people out there in podcast land, we're going to change it up. Oh, yes, we are, buddy. And this is something I don't do. I'm going to give individuals representation of the culture, the opportunity to discuss one of my illustrious theories. And in particular, we're going to discuss platonic relationships, platonic friendships. And I thought hard. I thought to myself, JB, as I think to myself, I need to get amazing guests on, because for some crazy reason, there was a lot of people that disagreed with my comments. How dare they? So without further ado, let me introduce two of my wonderful guests. Not one, but two. First off, my guy, my fellow podcaster, Sean with a W. Emphasis on with the W. Say hello to the people.
Hello, everyone. JB, thank you for having me on. This is a long time in the making, me being on this illustrious podcast. And I thank you for having me on, especially under the circumstances that you had me on, which is basically, yo, you need to put me on this because I disagree with what you said. And you could have told me to go scratch and you didn't. So I appreciate that.
Well, anything for you, my good man. And again, I was just astonished that you even disagree with me. But I realized that you said, whoa, 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 JB, I need backup. I need someone else to have my back, because you get a little crazy when you get into your theory bag. So without further ado, my second guest, the actress, Miss Bree. Miss Bree, oh, I realized what I did. Actress and writer and supermodel and owner of multiple islands, Miss Bree. Say hello to the people.
Hello, people. How are you? JB, thanks so much for having me. Sean, I'm so glad that you chapped me to come on in here tonight. I'm very excited to talk about whatever it is that JB has on his mind, because I know it's going to be something.
So what makes this so great is that Bree doesn't know why she's here. But Sean, with a W, said, I need backup. So please hop on the pod with me. So what I want to do before we get into this illustrious theory of mine, I want the people to know our guests. So because I'm a gentleman here and Sean's a gentleman, let's start with Miss Bree. Miss Bree, can you tell the people about yourself?
Sure. I'm about yay high, about this wide. Hey. And I'm originally from Maryland. I currently live in California, but right now I'm on the East Coast holding it down for the North Carolinians. But I'm actually originally from Maryland, so I'm definitely an East Coast to West Coast girl. But, you know, Southern charm is my whole thing. That's how I like to operate. I am an actress. I am a former model. I cannot disclose the number of islands that I own. Because JB's being smart.
She's got money.
Again, I cannot confirm or deny anything that he's saying, but I'm glad to be here.
And you will understand why I'm saying these things, my audience, because this is important for our future conversation.
Oh, man.
So thank you again for joining us. Now let me introduce our other guest, my friend of me for today's episode, Sean with a W. Can you tell the people about yourself?
Well, I am 6'3", about 195. I am from the Bronx. Birthplace of hip hop. I currently live in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, which is where Bree did her undergraduate studies at Temple University. TU, motherfucker.
Hey, TU.
And okay. I went to Syracuse University, who just was in the Sweet 16 again. And I am by day a digital marketer. I work in digital advertising, and on nights and weekends, I am the founder of 718, a fledgling media company, which is the home for such podcasts as Break the Wheel, Let the Minutes Reflect, Two Truths and a Flex, and a yet to be unnamed podcast by someone on this podcast, not named JB.
Gang, gang, gang. Okay. So we got content creators on this illustrious episode. This is fantastic. So you know what? Fuck all that bullshit and let's get to the shits. Because that's why you guys are here. You're here to get to the shits. So, Miss Bray, Sean with the W. For our audience that didn't hear episode 3 of season 2, where I discuss platonic relationships.
And if you didn't hear it, shame on you.
Facts. So let me tell you my theory. So prepare yourself, get a pen and a pad so you can take notes. Okay. Real simple premise. And this is going to sound really horrible, and you don't know me at all, Bree, but that's fine. We don't care, right? Because we're here about honesty and transparency.
Okay.
My theory, my philosophy is that if a man is attractive and a woman is attractive, they cannot be friends. There is no such thing as a platonic relationship. The man or the woman, one of them wants to fuck each other. So therefore, the relationship, or quote unquote, the friendship that they have, it's fraudulent. It's not real. If one of the individuals is attracted to the other, that friendship is bullshit. Now, here's the key. Here's the key. And a lot of people did not understand this, and I'm sure it's a misconception. If I find the other person unattractive, so I have a scale from 1 to 10. If I find them as a 4, for example, on the physical look scale, I can be friends with them, right? Because I know that even if I get drunk, I know that if I'm feeling lonely, I'm not going to try to smash. So therefore, my friendship with that person is going to be valid. Now, let's say I am an 8 and that person is a 4. They probably want to fuck me. This is a fact. So therefore, their relationship with me, or our quote unquote friendship, is different, because if I gave that person the opportunity, they would take that opportunity. And therefore, that's not a friendship. So looking at the facial expressions, which is wonderful, Bree, I will give you the opportunity to start us off. What are you thinking right now?
Wow. So the first thing you said was that if an attractive man and an attractive woman are friends, they cannot really be friends, because correct, at one point in time, one of them is going to want to sleep with the other one.
Someone is going to shoot their shot.
Mm-hmm. Let me stop you right there. What is your theory if these two people are unattractive, I guess on a 4, which is what you rated,
so somebody
who's on a 2 4s, they mm-hmm. can be friends. Is that what you're saying? And without any kind of anything, because 2 4s can make a 10. I mean, that is a fact.
With some tequila involved.
I'm just saying it's possible. So I'm just like, why can 2 4s be friends, but 2 10s can't be friends?
That is an excellent question. And guess what, buddy? I got an answer.
Mm-hmm.
I got an answer.
What is it?
So, when 2 people are 4s, that means that when they're interacting with each other, it's not based on physical attraction, right? So therefore, they're actually taking the time to get to know each other. So
okay. No.
Wait, so you say,
do these four, I'm sorry, in this scenario, do these fours know that they're fours, or do these fours think that they're eights, well, it's nines, your scenario, or tens?
It's your scenario that you're presenting to me. So
I'm on your scale that you said, okay, two fours.
So I'm going to assume, well, let's take both scenarios, mm-hmm, right? So this is the naive individual that is walking around thinking that they're an eight when in reality, mm-hmm, they're a four.
Okay? Right, which happens quite often.
Quite often. More to my, again, just, mm-hmm, that's a whole nother episode.
Yeah.
So they are a four in their head. They think they're an eight. The other person, I would like to, and this is where it gets a little dicey, so just work with me here. So I think I'm an eight, right, in my head. The other person, or my friend, as people like to say, they're a four. So I'm an eight and they're a four. So I'm not looking at them in any type of, I want to smash, I want to have sex with them. Because in my head, I know I can do better. So that is someone I can bring on as a friendship.
Right. But in your head, you're an LA 8, but in reality, you're a Wisconsin 10, but yes, also a New York 4. So yes. I just don't understand. Like, just because in your head you feel like you're an 8, outwardly, you're probably still a 4. So why on earth would it be okay for you not to still be friends with somebody who's a 4, well, 5, 6, 7, so, or 8?
So keep in mind.
And why would somebody who was an 8, 9, or 10 be interested in being your friend?
Great question, Brie. Great. I got all the answers here.
So I'm sure you do. I'm just trying to work this out in my mind. Okay,
so let's do it one at a time. Let's do it one at a time, right? So I am an eight, right? Mm-hmm. In my head, I'm an eight, but reality, I'm a four to the rest of humanity.
Okay.
Okay. That means that when I'm having this interaction with another four, mm-hmm, I'm treating them as a four. I'm not treating them as somebody I want to fuck. And that's the key point, right? I am an eight. In my head, I can bag Rihanna. Right? That is how it works up here. So when I am dealing with this person,
you can bag Rihanna.
Yes, as an eight. So when I'm dealing with this four, mm-hmm, I'm just going to say, hey, you got friend zoned immediately.
Mm-hmm. I think we are.
Oh, wow.
I think we've kind of veered away from the topic in terms of like.
Just honestly, a little bit, because I needed a little bit of understanding of where his mind was. But
I want to explain for Brie, but please.
Yeah, let's get us back on the right road, please.
So. Okay, to me, it doesn't matter whether if you're a four who thinks you're an eight or eight thinks you're a four, it doesn't matter. The point is, what Mr. JB has said is that, all right, two people who are unattractive can be friends. Two people who find each other attractive cannot be.
Facts.
Because one is going to try to sleep with the other, or is going to want to sleep with the other.
Correct.
I have known Brie since 2001, right? Now, people listening can't see, but Brie's a bad bitch, right? Now,
I would like to use the term attractive woman, but please.
I can say that because she has referred to herself as that, and she knows I don't use the word bitches in a derogatory sense. Now,
I do, that's
facts.
I have...
Thank you for clarifying.
Now, to my knowledge, I have never tried to have sexual relations with Brie. And to my knowledge, Brie has never tried to have sexual relations with me. Yet, here we are 20 years later, and we are still friends. So someone please explain to me how that happened, because I just don't know.
That is actually correct.
I would love to. So first, let me just say this. I want to ensure that everything I'm saying doesn't get anyone in trouble, okay? So I'm not going to talk about your relationship status, but I just want to make this disclaimer before the words come out of my mouth, okay? So everything I say hopefully does not get you guys in trouble. But you know what? Me listening to this, and again, this is the first time that I met Brie, and I can confirm that you are an attractive woman. So thumbs up to you for living your life as an attractive woman. Cheers.
Thanks, I guess.
Now, so here is the key, right? I don't know how much interaction, and we'll dive into your friendships. I don't know how much interaction you guys have had in terms of being together, hanging out with each other. It sounds like when you guys were younger, you guys probably hung out more together. Is that a safe assumption? Like in terms of the college days?
We've hung out from our college days to our 20s to our 30s.
So, okay. In fact, I would say I think we hung out more in our post-college. Late 20s, early 30s. Yeah, post-college, okay. Because obviously went to school 4 hours away, four hours apart.
Okay, great. Now, here's the other key that I have to ask, because I need my information before I give you guys what's really happening.
Let it flow.
Now, were any of you in a significant relationship during this time?
During the college years or the
post-college? They're hanging out time. Yes, your post-college years.
Yes. Off and on, I would say, yeah. So Sean is now married to the woman that he was dating for a long time. In his 20s and 30s. So
yes, but I got married in 2014, not 2001.
Right.
Okay. So to be clear, right, that's a good, 8 years-ish, 7 years that you've been married?
7 in September.
And how long have you known your wonderful wife?
I've known her. How long have I known she's existed? Or how long
has how long have you dated and then become, you know, eventually got married to her?
We started dating in like 2008, had some gaps, and there were some ons and some offs.
Okay, and, so this is important. And, this is important information.
And probably around like 2012.
Okay.
It was like, all right,
So what I'm hearing is that for the most part, since about 2008, you've been in a form of a significant relationship.
2009.
Okay. You can move the goalposts all you want. Fine.
Well, I mean, it's there.
But the point is the last 12, 13 years, you have been in a relationship where, because you're an outstanding man and black men don't cheat, right? You're not going to.
So the people who are listening, maybe you did hear Bree's eyes roll through your headphones. Yes.
What?
But it was the hard eye roll.
Which I don't understand, because we're all friends here. So that hurt me and I wasn't even involved. But the point is, so now we're shrinking the window of the opportunity of when Sean could have smashed Bree and Bree could have smashed Sean. Right. So. Let's say
there's still years in there, not months. So
I'm not a large window. Wait, we're getting there. Now, Bree, on your side, right? So we'll say from 2009 on, we're throwing that out the window, because again, black men don't cheat, and Sean with the W is an outstanding individual. So that means from college to 2008, that's your window.
Okay.
Now, were you in any form of relationship during that time?
Yes.
Okay. We don't have to go into too much details. Duration. How long?
One was 2 years.
Okay.
Another one a year, and then another one a few months.
Okay. So that's it. So we'll just say, we'll round it up. We'll say 3 years.
Yeah.
Three years. 3 years worth that you was in a relationship.
Of course, it's my early 20s. Why would I spend time on you all?
Smart. Smart. So now let's do this. So 2009, subtract a few years. So now you're looking at 2006-ish. So what you really have is an extremely small window where both of you were in the prime of your lives, horny as shit, smashing and talking to whoever's out there. So therefore, you're not looking at each other in terms of, I want to smash. Well, me personally, I think you guys were, but one of you, I'm not going to mention who, didn't shoot their shot. They might have been a little bit, I don't know, shy. I guess that's the word we'll say, because I don't want to be vulgar since there's a young lady present. So that's what's really happening, is that one of you didn't shoot your shot. And I refuse to believe that when you first met each other, one of you didn't say, oh, they're cute, I would be interested.
So let me ask you a question. What is wrong with meeting somebody and saying that they're attractive? How does that lead to them not having a solid or strong friendship? not talking about Sean and I, I'm just talking about in general, because that's the example that you gave. Why is it that somebody cannot say, oh, this person is cute or this person is handsome and still be friends with them and that just be a platonic relationship?
Doesn't exist.
How does it not exist when the literal definition of being platonic is having a relationship, whether spiritual or intimate or attractive, but not sexual with someone? That's a platonic relationship.
Oh, I know what the definition means.
Right. So then why are we having, then why are you mad about the fact that somebody, okay, then why are you disagreeing that somebody can say, oh, that this X, Y, and Z person is attractive, and now we can't have a friendship ever because I noticed that they look nice one day?
Oh, Brie. You know what? I really appreciate JD. You. And I'm so glad that you're on. See, what I've learned through my path of the sloth and my time, you know, understanding and researching the cosmos, what I've learned is that people aren't honest with themselves. They're not truthful with themselves. And what I'm hearing, what I'm hearing right now is potentially, again, I don't know you guys, you know, too well, you know, mm-hmm. from that perspective. But what I'm hearing right now is that for a long duration that you've known each other, someone's been in a significant relationship and we don't cheat on this podcast, right? So during that free window where we had an opportunity when someone could have shot their shot, they didn't. And that's the part that I'm trying to understand is why didn't one of you shoot your shot? So Sean, hand this up. Why didn't you shoot your shot at Brie? Because Brie, as you mentioned, is a very attractive woman. She owns islands, but she probably didn't own islands at the time. Like, there's a lot of reasons why you should have shot your shot.
Okay. I learned, and yes, let me reiterate this. I am married, and I've been married since 2014. So what I am saying now is referring to the time when I was single. Okay. I learned a long time ago that it makes and it actually behooves men to have women friends that you are not actively trying to fuck. Because
this how
educated. Because, all right, listen. I'm a man, so yes, I can say this.
Confirmed.
Men are stupid. Generally speaking, a man can be smart. I think I'm a very intelligent individual. I think, Mr. Brown, you are a very intelligent individual.
Well, thank you, sir.
But collectively,
yes,
we are done.
Okay.
And one of the reasons why is that we do not take enough opinions from others. In fact, we spend the majority of our life, especially our single lives, trying to approach, get with, mate with, reproduce with the opposite sex, but we don't actually ask them what they like and don't like and things of that nature. Some of us do. I'm sure you have. I know I have. Most do not. Like, I always remember that video, that 444 video that Jay released with like Chris Paul and Will Smith, and they were doing this talk. And Will Smith has a story about like, yeah, well, he was growing up. This is one dude was like, hey, this is what you do. You go to a woman, you take her out, and you don't call if it's like all that dumb shit. So I realized, and this was like 2005. I was like, no, 2006. I was like, you know what? And I'll keep it a buck. I was trying to date a girl. It did not go well.
I am in shock right now.
And I was like it, and it did not go well. And then, but the funny thing is, she was cool to hang around. And I remember saying to myself, you know what, Sean? Maybe you should start having, maybe the women in your life just can't be women that you tried to have sex with and failed. So from that point on, I saw the value of women more than just people that I could sleep with. Because if we had good conversation, if we're at somewhere, we had mutual friends that we're talking, whatever, like, oh, so-and-so is cool. Cool. And unfortunately, I think too many men look at women as like, well, if we ain't fucking, then you provide no value to me. And because of that, these men cannot have a relationship. Like, listen, I played on a co-ed football team. Now, and there's a lot of single people on that. There's a lot of single people on that on that team, men and women. And it's not just one big orgy because there is a
That sucks.
There's a there's a respect of like, all right, yo, this is my home. This is my homie. This is my people. This these people are cool. So that's why I'm like, when I hear this thing about, you know, if you find someone attractive, we can't be friends. Like, I just call it hogwash. And I call it hogwash because, well, actually, it's not even hogwash. I don't believe it. But I also realized that I may be in a minority where I didn't necessarily want to bang every girl that I met. And honestly, that takes too much time and energy.
That I agree with that. And the one thing I would say to that, again, the whole, here's the key, right? The key to the theory is you have to find the other person attractive, right? That's the key part of my philosophy. If I don't find this person attractive, yeah, we can be friends. Because I know, in my head, I already friend zoned you. Like, I know that even if I was to get a nice big glass of Don Julio and I get loosey goosey, nothing's going to happen. Because you know what? You're a four. It's fine. Okay? So I said it.
That's just
I have a question for you, but I guess I'm gonna hold that question to the end of the show.
Okay. Yes. So Bree, I still here thinking, and I really want because I think you have a unique perspective than all of us here. Because I'm trying to think of a way of saying this very tactful and not being offended or offensive to you. Mm-hmm. As a very attractive woman, I can assume that a lot of penis is being thrown your way. Right? It's here, 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 here.
Listen,
here.
It's like what Chris Rock said. Every man you've met since you were 13 years old has been trying to fuck you.
That is a fact. So,
except for me.
Yes, except for Sean with the W, because he's been in a relationship for like, you know, since he came out the womb. So my question for you, Bree, is, you know, I'm sure you have a lot of quote unquote male friends, right? Like a Sean potentially, but how many of them do you think like your friendship is an actually valid friendship? Like, how many of them do you believe that if you gave them the opportunity to smash or have some form of a sexual relationship with you, that they would take that opportunity?
Well, first of all, I think all of the relationships that I have with my male friends are very valid. Whether, you know, there's a, you know, some kind of I want to smash or not factor in there. They are very valid in their real friendships, because I've definitely had, you know, actual talks with these people. I have their phone numbers. We've called, we've texted, we've hung out at each other's homes, and nothing has gone on in group settings or even individually. And I don't know why you find that disgusting, but
I don't like people.
It's just really unfortunate that you are really trying to stick to this ideal that just because somebody finds somebody attractive, that doesn't mean that they don't want to be that person's friend, and that their friendship isn't genuine and it's not real. Because once you get past the attraction of somebody, the physical, the outside, you have to actually get to know the person. And that's why I'm actually probably friends with most of the men that I'm friends with, is because they actually have something behind whatever their looks are, whether they be a four or a 10, whether they be a GDI or a famous person. It does not matter. If they are a good person who has good values, they're genuine, and they actually want to truly be my friend, want to know how I am and ask about me, and we have that reciprocal relationship, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And that is the basis of being a friendship, whether it is two women being friends, a guy and a girl being friends, or two men being friends. And I just don't understand why you feel that platonic relationships cannot exist just because somebody thinks someone is attractive. I mean, that's ridiculous. We're very visual people as being humans. The first thing we see when we see somebody is their outward look, their put togetherness, their, you know, what they look like. So we have to be drawn in by either their looks or their energy. But once you're drawn in by their looks and their energy doesn't really come through, then why do you want to be their friend? You wouldn't be. Then you wouldn't be a long-term friend of theirs, unless you're just trying to fuck them and leave, which is your point. But you can do that with anyone. To actually be someone's friend is to have an investment with somebody, an interpersonal connection with somebody. And that is the part that makes it an actual friendship, that makes it valid. And I would never want to actually describe any of my friends, male or female, as they're great personality-wise, but they're fucking too. They suck. They're terrible looking, because they are probably the most beautiful people inside and out. And that is the thing. I don't understand why you are wiping your eyes like you have tears in them.
I'm going to say preach.
But it's just like,
this is amazing. Like, please continue. Like, the tears are just coming out my eyes right now. Like, I am so emotional. I'm
JB
so touched.
JB clearly
right now
disagrees with what
I'm
I've
so
said
touched by this right now.
And is definitely about to try to give me a counter and school me on something else. But the truth is that just because somebody says somebody's attractive one day does not mean that they can't truly be their friend, can't listen to their problems, can't understand them, can't give advice to them about the opposite sex or even the same sex or whoever they're interested in, and that be valid.
I mean, I'm speechless right now.
See, JB is about to let the Ruger spray, but he's setting it up. But go ahead.
I'm sure.
I'm like, wow. Like, you know what? I wish that I had that mentality. Like, I am just astonished at the words. Like, it touched me right here where my heart used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So then I said,
because it's a nice box there now.
You know it. Great song. So then I thought, hey, Bree, hey, Sean, this is making me think about a friend date. Now, Bree, have you heard of this idea, this concept called the friend date?
I was sent, a post from Twitter.
Outstanding.
Somebody. It was a gentleman. Okay.
Hold that thought, Miss Bree. Let's set it up for our audience.
Okay.
Because I want everyone to be involved in this wonderful friend date. So a friend date, because you have to always look this stuff up, right? So
yes, please look up the actual definition, yes, because I would like to point out that I was very confused by what I saw.
So was I. So okay. I went to the only dictionary that I, you know, my Bible. Urban Dictionary.
Yep, there we go.
Absolutely. And a friend
date.
It's
the
date,
one I used to.
Oh, see, we're on the same page. And a friend date is a group of two or more friends hanging out with no intentions of any romantic feelings coming into play.
So it's brunch. Got it. Yes. Thanks.
They do things such as lunch, dinner, hang out, watch movies.
Okay.
So what's been going viral and what's been circulating lately is there was a individual, and I'll give him his props. His name is Terry. And he went out on a friendship date. And he said, let's normalize friendship dates. Now, what he did is he got all dressed up. And I mean dressed up. Like, we're not talking gray sweatpants and a sweater. This man has a suit on. And his friend is damn near in, like, a wedding dress, prom dress, whole slit. Like, you see her whole thigh.
The slit was official. I'm not going to go front.
Listen.
It was a great outfit. It was a great dress.
She was a solid 7 on the JB scale. Like, this was top notch.
JB, I'm going to need you to stop with the numbers on the scale. Really.
Oh, don't worry. You need to go back and listen to the JB scale, because that is a good discussion.
I need to go back and listen to the JB scale, because
I don't know if I want to.
Because
their scales be
funny.
Oh, this scale is legit. So anywho, so that's what went viral. And this individual said, let's normalize friendship dates, guys. Okay. We can go out there with our female friends and we could go out and we could wine and dine and we could treat them like a damn girlfriend. But no, we're not going to do anything sexual or none of that stuff. No, we're just going to have a good time and take silly pictures. And there's going to be a picture of me with her headlocking me and all these stupid ass poses and stuff. So I wanted your thoughts. Because when I seen this, immediately my little brain said, waste of time, waste of money, waste of energy, stay in your bed. That is what I seen. That is what vibe came off in my head. So again, Sean, before I let you know you dive in, let's give Bree the opportunity. Bree, what are your thoughts on friendship dates? Have you been on friendship dates? Do you want to normalize friendship dates?
From your description, I can't really say that I want to normalize them. I kind of find the concept to be a little bit ridiculous just because what you just described sounds like a first or second date with somebody, two people getting dressed up, going out to like a gala and having a good time and taking goofy pictures. I mean,
facts.
It sounds like a wedding date to me or whatever. If this gentleman, Terry, wants to call it a friendship date, then I guess that's his prerogative. He can do whatever he wants. But it sounds like he's playing the long game to try to get his friend to date him in a roundabout way. I don't know if that works for everyone, but from what you've described and explained and from the photos that I saw, it kind of sounds like that. A friendship date is not really, you know, it's not a term we're using right now. But, you know, then again, 20 years ago, we weren't really using the term Google either. So maybe it's, you know, an up and coming thing. I don't refer to this kind of thing as a friendship date. I refer to it as just a date or going out. I don't really have an opinion on a friendship date specifically because I'm not really familiar with that concept because right now it's called something else. I will say that friendship dates in the Urban Dictionary version that you described, I just call brunch or going out to dinner or hanging with my girls or we're having a movie night. And those can be co-ed too. So I don't know if I'm on Team Terry just yet. Maybe I will be in a second, but right now in this minute of this hour, Terry's on his own. I'm sorry. I don't know what a friendship date is.
Listen to your sidekick here and his thoughts on a friendship date.
I mean, they're probably not even called friendship dates. I'm going to be honest about that. I will say that before I give it over to Sean, they're probably not even called friendship dates. Two people
That's what he called it on his
getting
tweet.
Lunch. It's not really a descriptive that's behind it. But Sean, go ahead. That's all you.
Okay. So first of all, I never thought about the fact that the possibility that he might be playing the long game. Probably is. That's a possibility. Okay.
Yeah.
At the same time, so I'm with JB in that this dude is a sucker, but not he's a clown, but not for the reasons that JB may think he's the clown.
Okay.
I think he's a clown for this reason. So when I saw the tweet and my friend, I'm going to give him a shout out, George Broby, shout out. He retweeted and he said, you clearly just don't have any attractive friends. And I was like, bang, yes. He doesn't have any attractive friends. He doesn't, that are women. And for the purpose of this conversation, I'm talking about men and women.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Like, he is clout chasing based on the fact that he's hanging out with a woman and two in public appearances, not trying to get with her.
Break it home.
And he is one of the fuckboys that I mentioned earlier that cannot have, I believe he cannot have a female, he cannot, like, to me, having an attractive friend is not a thing to post on the internet.
Basically, it's normal for you. It's not normal for him.
Normal. Like,
it's like, at the rodeo. He's like, oh my God, it's true. You can have an attractive female friend.
And it's very possible that homeboy was trying to fuck.
Got shut down. To say that he probably has mentioned that to her in the past.
Yes. But but to me, he's a clown because it's like, why do you want dap? Why do you want clout? Why do you want big ups for having a woman friend who's attractive? Like, I don't understand. Like,
paying for their meal.
I have plenty. And I know JB wants to act like from my adult life was only like 6 months, but like, Five. To me, it's not a friendship date. It's literally like, hey, you want to go out? Like, I'll give you an example. This is years ago. Someone got tickets to, there was a college basketball doubleheader at the Garden. And one of the teams playing was University of Washington. I had a coworker who was a woman who got tickets because she went to University of Washington. She's like, Sean, do you want to come? I'm like, sure. I like basketball. Let's go. We went, we watched the game. We had some food. We had some drink, whatever. We went home. That's it. Simple. I think she's attractive. She thinks I'm attractive.
That sounds like blue balls.
No, that's because you are in this mindset of like, because yeah, it's blue balls if you're sitting there the entire time looking at her like, I want to fuck.
Well, not, you don't have necessarily be thinking that. But.
No, but it's like, why else would be blue balls? It's like, yo, you can't, like, as I said earlier, you have to have women friends in your life, women in your life who you are not, who either you're not trying to fuck. Even if you would try to get with them and it failed miserably.
Oh, we can't be friends.
No, but see that, what? Okay, that, see, see, see. You can be friends.
I disagree.
Now, maybe not right away.
Not ever.
Yeah.
I respectfully disagree. So, because I already see you with the facial expression, so we can get your opinion. But my theory, well, not even theory, my practice. Let me be very clear. If I shoot my shot at a one, backtrack because you don't know my history. I'm retired. I don't date. Those days are long gone. I am so partnered. So that is who I am. Okay. So I want to make that very clear.
You're what partnered?
I am self.
So part.
Self-partnered? Self. Okay. Okay. That means that one day I am going to get married to myself because that is the only person that I love and trust. Okay.
You know what type of dudes say that?
Intelligent ones?
I'm not going to say it out loud because I like you. Continue.
Well, that's fine. Anywho. So, moving on, if I shoot my shot at a young lady and she turns me down, there's no reason for us to be friends. Like, I do not need that constant reminder that I took an L every time I see you.
Were you friends with this person before you shot your shot? Or is this just some random person that you're seeing in like a nightclub or a bar?
Well, I guess that's a great question, right? So let's say if I'm out and about with friends, and let's say they bring mutual friends and I shoot my shot at this young lady. The young lady says, no, JB, you're too great for me. We can't do anything. And I go, fine. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hang out with this person. Like,
but just met them in a bar, you probably don't even really know them. And they're a friend of a friend. So what difference would it make anyway?
So if they come around again, right. So let's a week later, we're at another bar. And mutual friends, she comes. I'm ignoring her. Her presence is dead to me. Like,
she's
there's
probably
no
ignoring you too.
That's so. Also a fact. But
yeah,
that's my point. So let's just say that I am friends with someone and I've always felt it was attractive and I built up the confidence. I said, you know what? Gosh darn it. This is going to be the day. This is going to be the day that I'm going to say, hey, I want more than our friendship, damn it. And they say no. They say, you know what? JB, you're a wonderful person. I cherish our friendship, but you know what? I just don't see you like that. Pretty common, happens all the time, right? Bree, I'm sure you have you know, kick the guys to the curb on numerous occasions, right? I have no reason to continue our friendship. I'll be cordial if I see you out and about. If there's a potential where you can add value in terms of like putting money in my pocket, maybe I'll continue the friendship because I'm always about money over everything. But if
so,
not,
basically, you're no saying reason. you've weighed your entire friendship with this person prior to you actually asking them or admitting this attraction to them on the hope that they will say, yes, I want to date you. And when that doesn't work out, you are throwing all of the friendship years that you had previously away and they are dead to you.
Because happiness equals reality minus expectations. And because Dr. Brown's expectations outsize his reality, he can no longer be happy. So the only way to achieve happiness is to excommunicate said person from their circle, because again, happiness equals reality minus expectations.
See,
I guess you need to get some new friends, JB.
Well, first off, I love how Sean was waiting all episode to get that off. That's great. Like he was there plotting. He's like, oh, I'm gonna get this line off. Oh, I'm gonna hit him with the banger. Oh, so that was great. Gosh. Appreciate that. But again,
I'm not even gonna front. That was the rosé that helped with that one.
Hey, it works. It works. But again, I was just painting the scenario, right? Because, you know, we had two. One, if I just met this person out and about and someone that's been around. So for me, I already know where you're going to be in my life, right? So I'm not going to play the long game. If I am interested in said person, they're going to know that I'm interested and there's going to be no ambiguity. Like, I'm going to let you know, listen, let's hang out and let's see if anything goes from there. And if it doesn't, that's cool. I wish you the best in life.
That's great. And for some other people, their relationship lies in that ambiguity. And well, it will eventually grow. Yes, that's what I'm saying. For other people, not you. Yes. The only thing is that you've now, as Sean has so eloquently put it, you've now weighed your entire friendship on this one moment. And then when it doesn't work out in your favor, you want to pout, stomp, kick, run away, and then never speak to this person again. But what if you were really good friends with them?
I love how you added this pout, stomp, cry.
Because it's just like, well, fine, you don't like me, give me back my toy, I'm going home. And it's just kind of like, but you were already friends with this person. So obviously in your mind, according to you, you were only their friend just long enough so you could build up the courage to ask them to date you. And then when that didn't work out, you were like, well, fuck this, I'm out. So and then you no longer, and they no longer serve you and or your ego, and you move on to the next person / victim that you're going to do this to. And that's really inappropriate. Well, it's really unnecessary. Because what if you were really friends with this person, or they were really helping you with something, and they were really putting you onto something?
Oh, you are great, Brie.
Or they were just a genuine, nice person.
You are phenomenal, Brie. And I see why you're an actress. If it was up to me, you would have won every single award ever, because that was amazing.
Okay? I'm asking you real questions, though.
And I am responding.
You are weighing a friendship that you may have had for 5 years with somebody that you have great times with, always kicking it or whatever, but you're just biding your time until you work up the nerve and the courage to ask them, do they want to be with you? And then when they don't,
but again,
like, well, fine, fuck you, move on. That's not how a lot of people feel. They're just like,
I'm sorry.
I shot my
them.
Shot and it didn't work. And, you know, they don't feel the same that I do. But some people want to be friends with that person still. They want to continue to move on. And it may take them a few days to, you know, adjust and, you know, readjust in their mind about how they're going to move forward. But it is what it is. That's life.
You're good,
cannot expect everybody to want to be with you. As such, you cannot expect all of your friends to be attracted to you. But according to you, if that happened, then they wouldn't be friends at all in the first place.
Oh, Brie, you're good. You're good at what you do. Okay. I want you to know that you're good. Okay. I don't know what script you're reading from, but you're good. Okay. Outstanding.
I'm just telling you. So what you're telling me.
Well,
back to you.
The one thing that I did mention that just said, hey, let's not mention it right now, is me, JB, the sloth philosopher. I keep things very simple. My life is very simple. My relationships with people are very simple. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you're in my life, you know why you're in my life. Right. We have these defined conversations. There's again, nothing to discuss. So I'm not playing the long game with anyone, right? I'm not going to say, okay, I'm gonna keep this person as a project. I'm gonna get to know them for a year. I'm gonna keep building, put it into equity, and then I'm gonna shoot my shot. There is none of that. So if you're in my life, you're in my life for a reason. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there is no physical attraction.
That you're not attracted to them.
I am not trying to fuck anyone in my life.
Great. Wonderful. Does this also mean that you don't have a lot of female friends?
I have a lot of female friends, apparently. Because they can
and you don't want to and they're all fours, apparently, because according to you at the beginning of the podcast,
I hope
you
they said don't listen to this podcast.
Had to be a four for you not to be interested in them.
So I am glad.
That's very disheartening for those ladies.
Well, again, that is putting myself on a pedestal and I would never do such a thing. Okay. So
but you did.
I did not, and I will explain, Ms. Bree, if you give me the opportunity. Okay.
Please.
So again, I know you're a guest. You don't know much about me, but there's a laundry list of things that have to be checked off before I even would be remotely interested.
Oh, you're example, this guy. Got it. For, okay.
Not even. Simple things. Like, I don't like kids. So I wouldn't want a woman with kids. Right? And then at my age, that's pretty much, I don't know, 90% of the population.
I have at least three friends who do not want children who are in their 30s. They have no desire to have children.
Smart woman.
So.
But again, the point is that that reduces the population of eligible candidates is my point. And then we start going through other criteria. Maybe it's like, I don't know, 19 people on the planet. So I've deemed it was just not worth my time to even entertain trying to find the 19 people. So I'm just going to build my capital and I'm just going to build my universe. Yes, Sean, why are you hating?
I'm going to keep it a buck. Whatever I hear, and maybe this is, you know, what I'm about to say is a byproduct of gender roles in our society and the patriarchy and all that good stuff, but I'm going to go on a limb. Whenever you're a man, it has nothing to do with men. Now that I think about it. Whenever I hear someone, man, woman, transgender, non-binary, what have you, say, I'm not dating right now. I'm focusing on myself. It usually means that they are striking the fuck out with everything in front of them. So they're like, you know what? I'm going to take myself out the game and I'm not going to date anybody. I'm going to date myself. Like, yeah, you can't. Yeah, okay. That's fine. You're in a slump. It's okay. And listen, there's nothing wrong with that because we all know what the definition of insanity is, right? So, and I'm not saying that's your perspective. I'm not saying it's happened to you. That is what I tend to hear when I hear someone say, I'm not dating anyone else. I'm focusing on myself. Okay. Now, with that being said.
May I have a rebuttal? Or are you going to continue?
No. Actually, you can rebut.
Okay. So for my audience, Bree is here just cracking up. She finds the shit to be hilarious, but that's fine. So.
And I am not coming at my man, JB.
Because again, it's been 2-on-1 the entire time. And this is like, you know, Jadakiss and Styles P in and out work right now. And I'm here by myself as Jay-Z, but it's cool. No problem. So I haven't dated significantly for probably, I don't know, maybe close to 3 years. Like I have no desire to date. I've been
A year and a half because a year and a half is the pandemic. So really a year and a half.
Well, I actually, so funny you said that, I actually been on a date during this pandemic. So it happened.
Was she a friend?
She was a mutual acquaintance that I found attractive. And, you know, I said, hey, let's see where this goes. And clearly it didn't go anywhere, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And then prior to that, I probably didn't date anyone for like another year-ish. And that was like a sporadic, that was just a one and done, you know, the whole college basketball stuff. And then prior to that, probably like another 8 or 9 months. So in all honesty, maybe 3 or 4 dates within like 3 year span. Like there's just no desire of dating other people. So it's not that I am on this losing streak, Sean, with the W. Is that I don't have any desire. Like, I have to be interested in wanting to get to know other people. And I find that most people are boring. Most people are just not interesting. And again, that's just me talking about myself and
I understand
the path
that.
Of the sloth.
I understand that. If I went 0 for 10 from the field, I wouldn't want to play ball no more neither. So
I'm a Kobe guy. You know that. I am a Kobe guy.
Okay.
So my shot is going
up. 6 for 24.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. You are not going to do that on my podcast. Don't you fucking dare. Right, Sean, with the fucking
for those,
W. Don't you
if you know,
dare.
You know. If you okay. know, you know what 6 for 24 means.
Okay. Don't you fucking dare. Don't you ever. Don't you fucking ever.
Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. I love you.
Rest in peace. Yes. God bless you. So, yeah. So, I just have no desire. I don't like people in general. You might have not realized that. But everyone knows me that knows that. I don't like people. I like to stay isolated in my little bubble. Like, I am upset that this vaccine is out and about. And now people are going to start to be living their life because they're going to try to invite me out. And I don't want nothing to do with it. So,
recluse.
I'm not reckless. I don't want to be out.
No, so a recluse, I said.
Oh,
so you're
I'm
a bit
sorry.
Of a reckless.
Excuse me.
It's the Merlin accent.
It's the Merlin accent.
Reckless.
I'm doing everything in my power to get the vaccine in 2022 so I can use the rest
of it. But why do you have is that why you have this whole theory about like men and women and the whole attractiveness? Is that you're
like
trying
this.
To
I feel like
you're trying to have some kind
back
of
here.
You're right. There's a lot of separation here. You are telling us basically that you would prefer to live alone or more as an asexual person, not being attracted to anyone,
1,000%.
As opposed to actually wanting to date and be in the thick of it, just like all the rest of us are trying to find the one. Of course,
yeah,
you have to, you know, travel through a bunch of frogs and dirt and all of those other things and terrible one nights to get to, you know, the golden ticket. But, you know, the journey, when you look back, it doesn't seem like it's so bad. Like I'm just wondering. There is a lot to unpack here, Sean.
None of this is going to make air, by the way. This
No. All it is. All
I think
is,
we're in a therapy session now here. So
please. The best part about all of this is, you know what? You might be surprised, but this is not the first time I've heard this. I'm surprised as well. So. I'm so glad that I had both of you guys on. I am definitely looking forward to maybe possibly bringing you guys back on so we can continue discussion. Next time I'll be
prepared. Definitely going to have to, you're going to have to bring us back to talk about more friend dates and Derek Jackson because, you know, him and all of the other, which
I'm not talking about Derek Jackson. I don't want to hear about this son of a gun anymore.
These relationship like, gurus out here are just being
gurus. Like too many mid, too many mid ass people with no home training and no self-esteem going to YouTube for freaking relationship advice. Like Jesus Christ. But mm-hmm. yeah, so yeah, anyway.
So any just for the record, I want you to also know that I happen to be a relationship guru and I actually have 7 weddings under my belt. So there are 7 people in this world that have gotten married because of me. So they're welcome. They're welcome. Oh, I give tremendous advice. You know how it is. You always give better advice than you take for yourself.
I got receipts. I got you. Okay.
I got bad knees, so that's why I coached instead of retiring from the NFL. Okay.
My God. Well, no hot girl summer for you. No.
Oh, there's definitely not going to be a hot girl summer. So with that being said, all right, I will give you, both of you the opportunity to ask one question only, and I will tap into the knowledge of the cosmos, and I will answer your question honestly and truthfully in the world famous segment, Ask Dr. Brown. So because, again, me and Sean are gentlemen, it'll be ladies first, and we will ask.
Defers.
What? You can't miss. You have to defer.
She has a choice to defer.
I do. All
right. So
the lady defers.
So you're going. Okay. So you want the ball at halftime. Fine. Got it. Sean with a W. What is your question for Dr. Brown?
All right. So.
One question only, no follow-ups.
What about two-part questions?
I'll determine.
What about a quote? I need it. So, okay. So I need to ask a question. The question I want to ask is based on information I need to get from you, which is fine. Which okay.
I'll allow it.
So the pre-question is, do you have any woman friends whatsoever currently right now? Any?
Yes. I have several woman friends that have claimed that they're my friend.
Okay. Fine. Whatever. We'll work with that. Here's the question. Do all of these friends know that you think they're fours?
So to be clear, I do not think that they're fours. I'm not attracted to them. There's a big difference. So I want to make that very clear.
Okay. Do they think that wherever you unattractive is on your scale, that's where they are?
They know that I'm not attracted to them. I'm not going to say that they're fours because that's a lie. But there's other criteria that have put them into the not attractive criteria.
Do they know this?
Yes, because again, I'm not trying to fuck them.
Or are you sure they know this?
1,000%. If they okay, so here's another thing, right? We didn't really mention this, but I think in general, a lot of people use the term friend very loosely. I think a lot of people have relationships that are really more associates or whatever you want to call them, but they're not truly friends. So when I say that someone is my friend, like that means something, right? If I say you're my friend, I am acknowledging your existence. So that's why I want to make that very clear. Miss Bree, with the dirty looks, are you prepared to ask your question?
Sure. I guess my simplest question would be, what, JB, is your definition of friendship? Because we've covered a lot of ground here this evening, and I really don't know what you actually define as a friendship or someone being your friend or you being a friend of someone else, because you're saying that when you call somebody a friend, that that's real, but what does that mean to you?
Okay, that is an excellent question. And that is something that we probably should have discussed at the beginning, but you know what? We don't do that here.
Well, you said the questions come at the end. So
exactly.
Here we are.
So to me, the JB definition of friendship, right? The JB definition of friendship is, if I consider you a friend, that means I care about you. That means that one, I actually have your number. Two, I actually use your number. Three, I actually care about your well-being.
Right. And to be fair, JB only keeps 200 numbers in his phone.
This and is a fact.
So, like, if he said 201,
oh my God.
Someone got
done. Wait, this is I like he's joking, but this is actually serious.
Wow. Like, I know. I listened. Yes. I did my research. I was like, this dude literally keeps 200 numbers in his phone, and that's it. That's the list.
Because I believe that it's always important to reevaluate your friendships, and you may grow older, things have changed. And honestly, your relationships with people changes, right? You're a different person than you were yesterday. They're a different person than they were yesterday. So you really need to evaluate. A lot of people try to use the loyalty card. You can't use the loyalty card. Like, if we went through something 17 years ago and I haven't spoken to you for over the last 15 years, we're not friends. Let's be very clear. We're not friends. So let's nip that shit in the butt, okay? You're someone that I'm cool with, and you're an associate, all right? If I see you in the street, I say, what up? Ask you how your family's doing, and then I move about my business. But I am not going to hit you up. I don't care how you're doing, right? You're not going to get the random text to say, hey, how's everything? You're not going to get that from me. So those people are not my friends. Does that answer your question, Ms. Bree? Wow.
In a way, in a way, yes.
Because it makes so much sense. And now that knowledge just hits you in the forehead. It's like, shit.
No, not really. I just know that there's so many other things underneath the layer to unpack with you, JB, which we don't have time for. And we don't need to share with the studio audience. But thank you for answering my question.
I have a follow-up question.
There's no such thing. Wow, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I have a question. I wanted to ask this earlier. It's not even a question. It's a comment. So you had said if you date someone, if you trying in your in the past, you know, before 3 years ago, you try to date someone, it doesn't work out. So you dead them, right? Now, I agree with you that, like, if you're trying to date somebody and they're not feeling you, you don't want to necessarily just start hanging out with that person off the rip. Like, I agree with you. It's going to be like, it's wounds are still open, you know, ego's still bruised. That's natural. That's human. But let's say you run into that person 2 years later.
Uh-huh.
You're really going to be like, and let's say you had a barbecue or something, you know, pre-post-COVID, you had a barbecue, some see this person, hey, what up? And then, I don't know, whether you had a space game, we had to start talking and chop it up, whatever, yada, 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 right? You're really going to be like, I F you, and I don't need to talk to you ever again, like, even though you really enjoyed the conversation because of what happened 2 years before.
You know what? I'm going to answer your question, even though...
This is a very special episode, so
I'm gonna answer it because Bree's on. That's the only reason. And, exactly. And Bree is great.
And Bree so, deferred.
Yes, and Bree deferred to halftime. So I'll answer your question. And I know I'll be transparent, right? And I'll give you a real life example. The last person I dated, I didn't speak to for like, I don't know, a year and a half. So what happened was I went out with said person, didn't work out. For whatever reason, right? And then me being who I am, I said, okay, let me just have a random conversation with said person again. And I shot my shot again. And then we went out. And guess what? It didn't work out again, right? And now I don't talk to that person. We do not communicate with each other. There is no reason for us to talk. And we both understood that. Like, if there's nothing going to be here, there's no reason for us to have a conversation. So that's a real life example of to answer your question.
Third question. No, I'm joking. There's no third question. No. That's just
Bree, I will give you the opportunity. Any last words that you want to give to our audience?
You know, I really don't know if I have any last words, JB. This has been a very interesting conversation, if not enlightening, on someone else's views that I do not agree with necessarily.
No,
so I absolutely thank you for, you know, having me here this evening. I would love for you to expand on this a little bit more and give it another whirl, but that's just me. I mean, you know, post-COVID, everybody's out here dropping down low. It's a hot girl summer, but you know, you could be the man that's going to pick them up afterwards.
Yeah, I'm good with the leftovers.
First of all, if you're not somebody's first, you're always somebody's leftover. Let's be clear.
Okay? Well, you know what then? I don't eat leftovers.
And I guess you are looking for the fresh off the boat versions, huh?
That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, it is. See, you just walked right in.
So, Miss Bree, where can the people find you? Where can the people find you? Where can the people find your work?
Oh boy, the people can find my work. Wow. I'll just give you the quick rundown that everybody usually gives on the podcast. My Instagram and my Twitter are both Bree PYT. You can find me there and send me
PYT.
An email. Yeah. I do have some things. I have a web series and a short film that are now on YouTube that I have there. So you can check them out if you want to. They are under Society B TV Productions. And that's all I can say for now. I cannot.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Miss Bree. And Sean with the W, where can the people find you if they want to hear more of your ludicrous comments toward me?
Huh? Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Sean with a W underscore. The underscore is very important. You can request to follow me on Instagram at Sean with a W underscore, and I may or may not follow you, or may not accept your request. I have accepted Dr. Brown's request. You can also follow my content creation world at 718 underscore on Twitter and Instagram. And I host two podcasts. One's called Break the Wheel, which is we discuss sports, entertainment, lifestyle, and you know, through the lens of the culture. So we don't have we don't have it necessarily, like, it's not sports all the time. It's whatever's going on in the news. And then the other podcast is called Let the Minutes Reflect, which is a one-on-one interview show with people who are in my network that are very successful. I just released an episode today. Today being March, what is today? April 7th.
No, we're in April, buddy.
Listen, again, the rosé is hitting. And I just released the episode today with my friend Tariq Jones, who is a concierge and host in Las Vegas, where he talks about what life is like in Las Vegas during a pandemic when there's no parties and no events and things like that.
Boring. And
as well as one of the funniest Vegas stories that you will ever hear. So please check that out. Break the Wheel and Let the Minutes Reflect are available on all podcast platforms. So search for it. And if you like it, leave a 5-star review. Subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff.
God damn, Sean. Like, you do your promo better than me on my own pod. Like, I just say, hey, guys, just click here. But you thank
you. Your game up. Come on, JB.
Listen, I'm a man of the people. They know where to find me. But thank you all. Thank you both for being on the pod. Again, I definitely appreciate it. I look forward to the people, whether they'll be Team JB or whether it be Team Bree and Sean. So with that being said, good people, hope you enjoy the show, and I'll see you again next week. Hey, buddy. We appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to the JB versus Everybody podcast. And we definitely love, appreciate, and we welcome the support. So please feel free to tell your friends, your family, make sure they rate, subscribe, nag them to death. If you enjoy what you're listening to, just do us a favor, screenshot us and tag us on Instagram at JB.versus.everybody. Definitely check out the website, JBversusEverybody.com. And again, we appreciate the support. Let's grow this mother. And this is going to be something tremendous.
Goodbye.